Hello, this is Tyler Fender. Thank you for joining us today. We invite you to connect with us on all social media outlets. Now, let's go to the message.
Oh, come on now. I'm faithful to my spouse. My faith is not in my spouse. My faith is in God. You say, well, shouldn't you have faith in your spouse? No, because we fought before. You say, I've never fought. I asked Brother Dan Casado, who we need to pray for Sister D. Sister D, keep her in your prayer. She had a fall this week, and she has overcome so many things and is a great elder of this church, and she's usually sitting over here. I asked Dan, he was celebrating, I think it was 60-some years of marriage, and I said, what's the secret to marriage? Give me one thing. See, young people, when someone's been down the road further, all it took was a two-minute conversation. Hey, brother, I was probably 36 or 7. I said, what's the secret to marriage? He said, we've never had a fight. I said, are you serious? And he said, oh, we have discussions that the neighbors four houses down can hear, but we've never had a fight. You'll never be faithful. You'll never have faith in what you're always fighting. And so I'm faithful to my wife. I don't have faith in her. I have faith only in one thing. That's in Jesus Christ. You say, man, that sounds bad. Why would I have faith in her when I don't have faith in myself? And I know me. I have faith in Jesus Christ. Can I encourage you, your faith, have faith in God. Having faith is the start, but James chapter 2, verse 17, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead being alone. Write this down if you're taking notes or take a snapshot of the LED wall. Faith that refuses to work dies. Check this out. The Bible says in Romans, every man is born with a measure of faith. You're born with it, but it doesn't always stay with you if you don't begin to work it. So there is a possibility that you could have been stronger in faith at 3 years old than 43 years old. Because faith is not something. Some of us are saving faith like we save money for a rainy day and for an emergency. No, get that faith out and work it every single day. Use faith for a parking spot. Use faith for a headache. Use faith for any little thing that comes up. Why? It's practice. I'm exercising my faith. I'm building that faith muscle. I'm choosing to show that my faith is there by what it does and what it produces. Faith that refuses to work, it dies. Verse 18, yea, man, say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works. And I will show you my faith by my words. There's a lot of biblical scholars that do not think James belongs in the Word of God because of its reliance on works. It does not take works to get you to heaven. It takes faith. By grace through faith is what Ephesians 2 says. So we are saved by the grace of God, and our faith in God and His grace is what saves us. But can I encourage you, child of God, if you say you have faith in Jesus Christ, there is going to be a tangible move. There is going to be something different about your life. We're going to see it. We're going to smell it. We're going to feel it. We're going to hear it. We're going to see it. We're going to be a part of your faith. Somebody say faith. It said, show me your faith without thy works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Verse 19, here we go. He goes on to say, thou believest that there is one God, and you've done well, but the devils also believe and tremble. If this applies to you, just look straight ahead or amen the loudest. If you haven't opened your mouth in this building today in worship to God, the devils have done more than you today. Say, what does that mean? The Bible says the devils, the demons, believe some of you haven't moved since 11 o'clock. And you thought they were up here performing for you. They weren't here performing for anybody. They were here worshiping the one and true living God. Well, why do they worship? Why does Olivia bow down like that? Why does Diana dance like that? Why do people get down on their knees at the altar? It is faith that causes us to do something that nobody else does. Why? Because we have faith in God, but we are going to work that faith into a physical demonstration of God's power in our life. He said, I'm glad you believe, you've done well. Can we rewind 1 week? I'm glad you have hope, believing for. I'm glad you have hope, you've done well. But this is what he says. Don't stop at hope. Move into faith. Don't build the platform and then let it decay. You built the platform called hope so that faith could stand in your life and declare what has not yet transpired, what you do not see, what you do not have in your hand, what is not a reality of your life. I am here to tell you that the devil believes in Jesus and who he is. But what separates us from him is we do something about it. We worship every day. We commune with him every day. We will follow Jesus to the ends of the earth. Most of us didn't stop following him at the cross, but we followed him into the upper room. We got filled with the Holy Ghost, and then we followed him outside, and we went to the four corners. Wherever you go, God, my faith causes my feet to move. I think it was Chris who posted a couple days ago that if you want miracles, it takes movement. And some of us are declaring it, but we're not walking it. We're declaring it, but we're not working for it. We're declaring it, but we're not ready to do the possible. Oh, I hope that God shows up, but my faith demands that what he has promised, his presence, all of that will show up. It's thought versus action. Faith is what we call an abstract noun. Faith is not something that you can hold, but what you produce in faith, you'll be able to hold. Come on now. Faith is not your car, but faith will produce something you can sit in and drive. Something that you can put a key in and turn, and it's your house. Faith can produce a cure for your cancer. Faith, like love, is abstract. You cannot see it. What you see is the result of it. I can say I love Mandy every day of my life, but until I express that love, until I turn love into an action in something I do and not just something I have, it is merely words. The Bible says it is like clanging cymbals we heard last night. It is just a bunch of noise, but I want to encourage you today that as God begins to move you in hope and move you in faith, God expects to see something that your faith produces. He doesn't just want to hear how much you love him, doesn't want to just hear how much you believe in him. He wants you to step out and say, God, if that's what you promised me to have, then I'm going to put my hands to the plow, my feet are going to get busy, and I'm going to do what only I can do through faith in your word. Hope to faith. You can't see my love for Mandy, but you see our children. You can't see my love for Mandy, but we've been together for 20 years and married almost 19. You can't see my love for Mandy, but you see a ring on her finger. You see the symbols of love. It's the symbols. It's going the extra. I remember talking to somebody who had been married. This was years ago. Who had been married like 6 weeks. And they put, oh, my husband's the best. Y'all don't have a husband like mine. He got me these flowers just because. And I couldn't help myself. That was a lot younger, Brandon. I just posted out, I said, your husband's buying you flowers, and I pay the mortgage. So that's what real love looks like, not some flowers that were will. And, hey, buy flowers, do the little things. But understand, there's some more things that are better than roses. There's some more things that are better than vacations and trips. It takes love because love gets up 8 to 5, 40, 50, 60 hours a week and goes to work to provide, whether it's both people working, one person working. But you do that, why? Because you're building something because of love. I'm building something because of faith. I only got 6 minutes left. Matthew 17, verse 19. The disciples came to Jesus apart, said, why could we not cast out the evil spirit from the boy? And Jesus said this. Oh, King James Version says, because of your unbelief. Another translation says this, your faith is too small. Jesus said, why am I looking at a man with baby faith? You were born with a measure of faith. That means when you were 8 pounds, 6 ounces, that's the faith you had. He said, why am I looking at a 25-year-old that is still acting in faith like a baby? He said, there's some things that you're not going to be able to do with that kind of faith. Your faith is a muscle. It has to grow. It has to move. It has to be used. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. And then Jesus just pours salt on the wound. He said, your faith is too small. And then he said, if your faith was as big as a mustard seed, he said, you would have been able to do it. A mustard seed is almost microscopic. He said, I can't even see your faith. I love this. Jesus recognized their lack of faith, not by what they said, but by what they couldn't do. Write that one down. Jesus recognized their lack of faith, not because their speech was faithless. Wasn't what they said that gave them away. It's what they were not able to accomplish, what they were not able to do. Oh, praise be to God. God, let everything that I say out of my mouth, let my hands match that volume. Let my feet match that volume. Let my obedience be just as loud as my amen. Let my obedience be just as loud as my worship. Let my obedience to walk out in faith be just as loud as every other part of my life. Jesus recognized it, not because of what they said, but because of what they could not do. Hebrews 11:1. Actually, we'll get to that next week. I want to skip to the, I got an illustration that I believe is going to bless somebody. Living Way is a house of miracles. I want you to know that. You are in a miracle house. You're in a house where cancers leave. They just disappear. You're in a house where people had 10, 15, 20-year drug habits, alcohol habits that God just, listen, they didn't do 12 steps. They did one step. His name was Jesus, and he took it all away from them. We've got former strippers. I know that makes you uncomfortable, but this is that church. We got former strippers up in the house today. We got people that have had multiple abortions up in the house today. We've got former prostitutes up in the house today. We are that guy. We are a miracle working church. Why? Because faith is not just what we say. Faith is what we do. Faith is who we are. Crazy faith. Living Way is a house of miracles. Shared with you 2 weeks ago that we had one of the first of, I believe, thousands, our first $1 million miracle in one of the families here at Living Way Church. I'm so happy for them. Couldn't happen to nicer people. But I said, hey, God, my name's not Brandon. My name's next. I want that. Bring it on me. Why? This is a house of faith. I've hoped for it for a month, but for the next 11 months, I'm going to fake that thing into being. Everybody that owns a small business ought to lift their hands and say, that's me, Pastor. Woo! There's a family you might not even know about in this house. Manny and I had the pleasure of meeting them a couple years ago. And when I met them, I said, man, I am such an admirer of you. I see you on social media, and you're involved in the real estate space. And Dad's done that, and I've dabbled in it. But, man, I want to press into that. And I said, man, it looks like you're doing so well. And they just very humbly said, yeah, we're working on our goal. And I said, what's your goal? And they said, 40 houses or 40 properties by the day we turn 40. I said, how old are you? He said, 36. I said, how many properties do you have? He said, 36. And it was just a couple weeks ago, I was able to celebrate them via social media. They hit their 40 properties. Come on, get some faith. You're worried about one. We got people that got faith to say, God, give me a block. Give me a city. Give me a generation. Give me a nation. Woo! God, stretching my faith. I don't want just enough for vision. For give me $1 billion and we will spend it on kingdom. We will spend it on souls. We will make sure we're doing. Why? Because I'm going to faith it. I've hoped for it, but now I'm going to faith. Somebody say faith it. I started with the things that weren't as important. Here we go. We have had numerous cancers healed in this room. If you've been healed of cancer, I need you to jump up on your feet right now and say, hey, Pastor, you're talking to me. Look at them. Dozens are standing up. Men, women, children, young people, older people. We are healed. And the balconies are standing up. Woo! There's a house of mirror. How does that happen? Faith it. Faith it. Not a Sunday thing, an everyday thing. Faith that I got 45 seconds. Mark 2:5, when Jesus saw their faith. Oh, when Jesus saw their faith. This is the story of the paralyzed friend that was lowered through the roof. They tore off the roof. The Bible says when Jesus saw their faith. Now, usually I preach this in a positive manner, and I'm going to preach it in a positive manner in a minute, but let me get to the negative first. He saw their faith, and he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven. Very rarely does Jesus ever use other people's faith for you. See, we love to use this verse as, oh, yeah, my friend's faith is going to help me. No, your faith is going to help you. There's no faith like your faith. I believe that most of the time that Jesus uses someone else's faith to work a miracle in another person's life, it is when that person's faith is not at a place it needs to be to receive a miracle. So if you are depending on someone else's faith, you have told on yourself, honey, that you need to get your hope and your faith up. And if that's true, then it really becomes paramount to who you surround yourself with. Because if I have a bad Monday of faith, I better have me 3, 4, 5 friends that don't have enough faith to say, hey, Brandon, we're going to get you to Jesus. I know the line's long. We're going to bust through the wall. We're going to tear up the roof. We'll do whatever we have to do. I'll take my lunch hour to come over there and lay hands on you and get your faith up. Faith it, faith it, faith it, faith it. If most people work their faith like they do their job, if most people work their faith like they do their job, no wonder why they don't receive anything. You say, well, I work. If you work your faith, something you cannot see, and a God that you cannot see, but you are a terrible employee, chances are you're working your faith just like you do your job. And then you want to wonder why they were blessed and you were not blessed. Then you want to sometimes raise an angry fist to God and say, God, you didn't bless me like you blessed them. I want to encourage you, have faith in God and work that. You ought to be more concerned with your faith than your job. If your faith is right, your job will be right. If your faith is right, your marriage will align. If your faith is right, your children will follow. If your faith is right, your money will show up. Faith it until you make it. I'm out of time, but let's keep going for a couple minutes. Jaden the other day said to me, people need to learn to fake it until they make it. I agree with that. Nobody likes to be around somebody that looks like they've been eating lemons and sucking on lemons. And kicking the floor, and woe is me, and I can't believe. You know what's amazing? Is you were worried about gas prices 2 years ago. You were worried about them going up. I don't know of anybody that walked here today. You had enough gas this week to get here. And guess what? If it goes to $5 a gallon, my God will make a way. Faith it! But when little Miss Jaden said, fake it until you make it, God said, oh, that's good, but let me give you one better. Faith it until you make it. Until you see it, walk in faith. Until you hold it, walk in faith. Until you experience it, hope in faith. Everything, faith it until you make it. Faith it until you make it. Fake it until you make it. Faith it until you make it. Your faith, not Living Waste faith. We'll pray for you, but no one's going to pray like you pray. Nobody's going to pray like you pray. You say, well, are your prayers powerful? Yours are just as powerful. Or they can be. Let me tell you the problem if you're depending on my prayers. And I'm going to be honest with you. We get a minimum of 50 to 75 prayers a week. People texting, DMing, calling the church, emailing the church. If I've got to pray about 75, which I will and I do, I can only give yours 60 seconds. Come on now. Then I moved on to the next one. Not saying it don't work. But you know who's going to pray for you like no one else prays for you? You're going to pray for you. And then if I ask you to pray for me, you're going to pray for Brandon a minute, but you're going to pray for you 20 minutes. Can I encourage you, get your prayers so full of faith that you call me and say, hey, just in case mine don't work, Sister Tammy, will you pray for me? Hey, Pastor Brandon, just in case I'm having a bad day, pray for me. But I'm believing before Brandon ever says a prayer that my faith will produce the miracle. I'm out of time, but man, I got to get to this illustration because this is why your faith matters, not my faith for you. Your faith matters. This is why it matters. God showed me this 3 years ago, 2019. I can remember where I was, who I was talking to when God showed this to me. And this is, I believe, going to be a revelation of faith for everyone in the room and why it matters what your faith says. How many of you have a pet dog? How many of you have a dog you don't like? Husbands, raise your hand. Sean, you got a dog? You and Gina have a dog, right? What's your dog's name? Maximus. Maximus is a yellow lab. Is that what Maximus is? We got a picture of Maximus. Can we throw up Maximus? That's Maximus. Look at Maximus. Man, beautiful eyes. That's beautiful. You like Maximus? He's a good dog, right? David, you and Alicia, you guys got a dog? What's your dog's name? Sandy's a Rottweiler, right? one of those big old dogs, right? Look at Sandy. Sandy looks like she should have one of those signs on the fence that says, I can run to the fence in 1.9 seconds. Can you? You like your dog? Your dog eats a lot, you tell me? I mean, that's a big dog. 135 pounds, I think, is what you told me. That's a big dog. That's bigger than Jaden. It's bigger than your daughter, Marina. That's a big dog, bigger than Maximus. Maximus will grow into a good-sized dog. Now, the Fender 4, we got a dog, and our dog's Gizmo. Can we show Gizmo? That's Gizmo. You say, why do you call her Gizmo? After the gremlins, because she looks like a little gremlin. That's Gizmo. Now, just keep it on Gizmo. Don't go anywhere else for a second. I promise I'm closing with this, because it's going to help somebody's faith so much. When I said, how many of you have a dog? You raised your hand. You weren't picturing Gizmo. You weren't picturing Sandy. You weren't picturing Maxima. You were picturing your dog. Can you show me a picture of Martha, the world's ugliest dog? Martha is ugly, and she knows she's ugly. She's side-eyeing like, you ain't never seen a half rat, half dog. If Cruella was a dog, that would be her. This is the revelation, Pastor Beck, if you'll come, that's going to change your life. This is why your faith matters. Because 2 months ago, when our dog of 9 years passed away, we knew what kind of dog we wanted. We didn't want a yellow lab. Didn't want a Rottweiler. Sure didn't want Martha. Now, Gizmo might be on her way to be another Martha. Only time will tell. But Mandy and I knew we want a French bulldog. We want that lavender color that it is. We want light eyes. And so we began to talk about, we had her named 3 or 4 years ago. When the time comes and we have to get another dog, it's going to be a female. It's going to be this color. It's going to be this breed. We're going to call her Gizmo. We talked about Gizmo before she was ever born. Gizmo is 10 weeks old. But if I left it up to Sean and Gina, I would have a yellow lab. If I left it up to David and Alicia and Marina and Esteban, I would have a big old Rottweiler. If I left it up to the world, I would be stuck with a Martha. But when Mandy and I took matters into our own hands and we said, no, my faith is going to produce what we want and what God showed us that we're going to have. Can I tell somebody your future is too important to leave it in the hands of someone else? Your future is too important to leave it and your faith in the hands of someone else. You call those things that are not as though they are. You start talking about it. You start talking about the color, the size, the money, the name. You start faithing it. Here they are. Here they are. They're moving. They're moving. Come on. Move in faith. Move in faith. Come on. Move in faith. If you're ready to faith it, move in faith. Move in faith. Move in faith. Come on, Josh. Move in faith. Melissa, move in faith. Natasha, move in faith. Here they come. Ruiz family, move in faith. Eric, moving in faith.